This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
They can't even affect the passer.
Nope.
Like, was Bo Nick, I mean, I know they had the one sack and Judon, you know.
Judon whatever. Pushed the lineman into it.
And it was a good play. It was a hell of a play by Judon. Play. But where are these plays at? He stays blocked too damn long for me. That's my biggest thing with
Matthew
him.
Judon?
Yeah, he stays blocked too long for me. And so, but I mean, that's all of them. That's all of them. And then you saw they got Lamon into space, and that's not pretty.
Nope.
You know, that's not a pretty thing to do.
That man is good at defending the run.
Yep. They had him in space. And I mean, that's just Sean Payton in his play designs and you know, just a defense that isn't putting up any resistance. That's exactly what I saw yesterday. The offense didn't play no better. You know, they didn't do anything well. Kirk Cousins was he was all right, but he wasn't great. You know, I think that my biggest thing, I said this a couple weeks ago, if they don't get Kyle going early, it's just a it's like, whatever. And I know somebody tweeted me about the one play. He got to be decisive in where he's going in the zone coverage, man. You got to get there, find the open space, and present your numbers. And he just was lackadaisical on that route. But, I mean, all around, just was not – they were not able to get any rhythm going on offense no matter what they tried. And so now you look back and you just got your butt whipped by a team that's playing better. They're playing better. They got you on the road, and now you got 2 weeks. It has to be – I don't know what the decisions and stuff are going to be made as far as benching. I don't think anybody's going to be benched. I saw this, like, is it time to go to Michael Penix? Like, really? Y'all there? Like, come on now. But I think defensively, what does Rod do? Does he take over play calling, but yet still – you know, the personnel is personnel.
Right, that's the thing. I'm sure that there's some nitpicking that can be done as far as what Jimmy Lake is doing. And certainly he's going to get the brunt of it because he just gave up 38 points to Bo Nix.
Right.
Like, that's what it's going to be. But if they fire him, they're not going to immediately have better pass rushers.
No.
They're not going to be healthier in the secondary.
That's like, right, you got to buy a week.
Yeah, you do.
You got to buy a week.
I guess they will be healthier coming off the bye week.
Yeah, you got to buy a week so you get some guys back.
But the guys are
the guys.
Yeah. The guys, and that's the frustration about it is I think we knew, and we've known throughout the year, it was never as bad as it was yesterday in any of these games, but the limitation that this team has, the ceiling that this team has always been the defense.
Yeah.
The defense is just inability to be consistent at all. I know we were getting by with some splashy plays and turnovers here and there. To sort of sway games in your favor. But when those don't happen and you've got a quarterback like Bo Nix who takes care of the ball really well, you're not going to get those plays. Then how do you answer? Like, how do you win games like that? Well, obviously yesterday was a big they can't because they didn't. The problem I have is, like, look, the defense looked awful. You can't have a performance like that. Like, that's embarrassing. But you'd think the offense would be able to put up a fight and keep you in it.
You would think so.
And they just flat out didn't. Like, they just got nothing. And like you said, anytime they got anything remotely going, momentum-wise, they'd have a play to shoot themselves in the foot, and that would be that.
They got outed everything.
Out everything.
They got outplayed. Hey, they got outcoached.
Youngway didn't miss any field goals.
Oh, right.
There we go.
Yeah, they got out. They got out everything. Coach played, hell, probably the
physical.
Physical, anything that you
would
in a football game that just says it, damn, I just got whipped.
Yeah.
That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah. Here's the thing for me is – sometimes there's wins that are so impressive that you kind of reassess maybe what a team is, right? You're like, oh, wow, I didn't know they could do that. That's impressive. And I don't know why people were doing this, but it felt like that was happening a little bit after the Cowboys win. I don't know why. Cowboys aren't good. But that was like, all right, maybe the Falcons are capable of this. Well, back-to-back terrible losses. I mean, the Saints loss still is just so unacceptable that you lost that game. And then just to get completely blown out by the Broncos, like those back-to-back losses, and especially yesterday, is so bad that maybe you have to reassess what a team is too. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, all right, you can win the division, sure. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, you got to hope maybe there's something beyond. I don't know. No. Absolutely, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Absolutely, I'm not sure.
All right.
Because it's not sewed up yet.
Yeah, because I was like, I was sure Friday.
It was 90-something percent before the Saints game. And then you blow that game, and then you lose yesterday. And, now even the things that you thought that you were sure of get questioned. That's what I mean. Like, yesterday's loss was so bad that even the things that you thought you were sure of get questioned. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
You have to reassess what you think about a football team after a loss
It's a bye week that, according to what happened yesterday, couldn't come soon enough. You know, and now you have to reassess and do
it's
all the things.
It's a tough one to sit on.
It is, man. It is. And we talked about it Friday. You don't want to sit on a two-game bad losing streak over a bye week, man. It sucks. And that's what they got to do right now. And I understand, Rye, you come out with the statement after the game, this one loss isn't going to define this team. All right, I get it. You got to say what you got to say to the media and try to keep your team engaged. And I don't think that should be a problem. But, yeah, you got a lot of problems that I don't know if scheme, I don't know if replacing or anything like that can help you with that because of where you are as far as where your personnel is. Now, can you get some guys back that are contributing players that didn't get a chance to play yesterday, like Nickel and Troy Anderson and stuff like that? Yeah, hopefully you can get those guys back because, I mean, you know, you have this whole week off, and then if these guys need a couple extra days on the following week for a game week, who they play next?
The Chargers.
Okay. And then you got a situation where, you know, you try to get that right because you need to get healthy because you're talking about a team that wants to beat you up.
Yeah. You think you got out physical yesterday?
You think you got out physical yesterday?
Yeah. Wait till Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers
come. Wait till them dudes come in here with them pot of blue and put their hand in the dirt.
I imagine a lot of people got a chance to see them on Sunday Night Football last night.
They tried to trick that off.
They did.
Ooh, boy.
They did.
But they tried to trick that off.
But then they didn't.
But they did.
They won the game.
Like that.
And they're not bad.
No.
They're not great, but they're not bad. No. Better than Denver.
Yeah, they are. And now you go back and now you got to get ready for that. But yesterday was.
You know who they play after that?
No.
Vikings.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
So you're going against two smash mouth type teams.
Yeah.
You just got physically whipped yesterday. And so, that's why we can come at a better time. Get yourself healthy. Try to get some bodies back. Get your mind right. Let your mind breathe whatever you want to and try to come back and put together a game plan that's going to have to dictate you being able to be tough. You having to be strong. You having to bow your neck up because that's what kind of team the Chargers are. But back to yesterday, it was just everything was outed. The Falcons were out everything, like we said earlier. And it was just, it was just a raggedy-ass performance. It really, really was. But just sitting there watching the game, just like, ugh. You know, they look like a really bad team.
Uh-huh.
They look really bad. They look like, I don't want to say look bad, like Jacksonville level bad.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.